Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What's trending? What's new? What's cooking? Hey, tell me, babe, what's new? DJ V time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug. There's a Jennifer Horn present, a Victoria Keelan present, a Kara Schillen, or maybe it's the Jennifer Horn. That could be better.
That's
and
right.
The
That's what it says
Victoria
on my business
Keelan. Card. That's right. And the Kara Schillen. Likelihood that there are no absolutes coming out of the day today. Things are. I'm somebody who believes, I don't know if predestination is it, fate, words, but I think that there are things that play out in the universe that none of us understand. We try to deal with it on a day-to-day, but in this circumstance, we have no passes. Everybody's going to be affected by this one way or another. So tally-ho into the day we go with some good news. For those of you who are fans of Tyler Perry, you may be interested to know that he's buying groceries for seniors in Georgia and Louisiana. He was born in New Orleans, and that's one of the, three or four hotspots, isn't it, now in the country?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, lives in Atlanta, paid the grocery tabs for seniors and some of the higher-risk shoppers in 44 Kroger stores in the metro Atlanta area. Did the same thing for people who shop at Winn-Dixie in Louisiana. Both the grocery stores have designated shopping hours for the people who come in the morning, right? Higher-risk folks. So they are the first ones in. I think they have a lot of these stores have signs from, 8 to 9:30 or something. You come in if you're at high risk.
Mm-hmm. Some are just age limits, like 65 and over, things like that. But,
right.
It's nice. I think we have to protect the most vulnerable.
Yeah. The Kroger people said, quote, "We would like to join our customers in thanking Mr. Perry for his kindness and generosity. It was truly a pleasure to see our customers filled with joy and gratitude as the news spread around the 44 stores in Metro." So what do you do? Just call up the headquarters and say, tell me what the bill is between 8 and 9:30 and I'll pay it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Anyway, he's somebody who's pretty generous. He paid for layaway a couple of years ago at Christmas time. He paid for layaway items at a couple of Walmarts in Georgia, $430,000 there. Now, he said he was trying to do it anonymously. See, this is the key that I like. Nothing stays secret like this, he says these days. But I think it's better, I like it better, when I don't know where the money came from, although it's nice to acknowledge. But I think the people who give and don't want to be given responsibility or acknowledgement are the ones who are really giving. I think sometimes when somebody says, well, I just pledged $1 million. Okay, so maybe that does something to push others along that might be willing upping the ante is a good way of putting it, Jennifer. All right, an example. May I give an example of something that the kind of mistaken stuff? I would normally grouse a little bit more about this. there's an organization called the Caring Foundation, which has helped a lot of people who were younger, older, doesn't make any difference, but using marijuana to treat people who have seizures or various negative hospitalizations and diseases that don't seem to get pain relief any other way. And so this young woman who was responsible in part for a lot of attention being paid to this, I think her name was Charlotte Figi, it's F-I-G-I, 13 years old. She died this week, not anything to do with the coronavirus, just but she had something that wasn't going to go away. And her parents saw the value in marijuana and related items, so they were able to get some funding for using CBD oil. The problem that I see here, I'm acknowledging the work that the family did to get CBD out into the public sort of arena so that Victoria takes it when she goes to sleep at night. or people, I take it because it helps my hips and my ankles feel better. It is much better. It's a great, whatever it is, not a painkiller. It's a sort of lubricant. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is how people mistake, and I understand now how there's so much misinformation. This is an example, complete misunderstanding of what marijuana does versus what hemp does. The story that you can follow in two or three different sources today about this girl dying, her seizures, using marijuana. Well, it wasn't really marijuana. They describe it as marijuana with low THC, which is the psychoactive compound that makes people high. That's not the benefit. The benefit comes from the chemical CBD, which is in hemp. It's also in marijuana, but it isn't extracted from marijuana because the marijuana plant is too valuable to take the CBD out of it. And because there's very little THC in hemp, that's where the CBD comes from. But there's, you know, the people who say, well, there's a prohibition against using marijuana and blah, blah, says nothing. And that's the thing that drives me nuts, Victoria, especially, I think you, I don't know that, Jennifer, you take any CBD oil products or not.
I have, with varying degrees of success, yeah.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you're applying it for or to. But the fact that there's a prohibition against advertising it on radio and in most other mediums, there's no advertising of it on television either, because people in power have the same stupid, unreal, ignoramus, whatever.
I've heard it advertised on radio.
Yeah, not, you won't hear it here. Because I would like to advertise it, but Radio America, that's the originating network, won't have it because they say too many of their stations, affiliates, don't want to have ads on because it's marijuana. I mean, it's just complete ignorance. And a lot of people are suffering needlessly because you could have this. But the reason I bring it up is because of this young lady who had the first prescription, basically, with CBD. She had epilepsy, and it helped her out a lot to live a longer and better life. But this is maybe because I'm so connected to it. I have a license to grow it on my farm, and in fact will save the farm. Because I've become educated, I understand to a point why people have the wrong idea, the wrong information. But anyway, there are a lot of people this past year, supposedly according to the stats that I see here from one of the businesses in Colorado that sells this stuff, 300,000 people have recovered from things because they've used CBD oil. So, however, I don't know that it's any good for coronavirus, though. I haven't seen anything about that.
I do know that recommendation. Somebody, I forget who it was. I think it's a former athlete. Someone's being sued for a lot of money saying that because he said CBD can cure coronavirus, which is, I get that, you know, it's done wonders for him after his athletic career, but, like, let's, you know, dial it back.
No, it does not. It will, and let's make no representation to that or for that at all. It does not have any benefit. That's not what the compound is about, frankly. It's about pain, joint suffering, that sort of thing. But the virus is a whole different thing. So, there's a word to the wise. 15 past the hour. Here's something else that may help you a little bit in the advice sector. As you know, I do four or five different things in addition to the DJV program. Say that again, Doug. The DJV program that is on radio and podcast. One of them is something called Your Hidden Power. And the focus of one of the recent ones, this is Your Hidden Power 137, which is the one that we did for this week, a focus on burnout and stress and how you can use the help of people who have written and have been associated with keeping people away from some of the emotional disorders that come from fear. And we all know there's a ton of fear that's associated with the virus. So if you want to relax a little bit, maybe Kara can listen to this instead of having two glasses of wine tonight, and she'll feel better. You can find it, Kara, as you know, at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be on Apple or Google, iTunes, iHeart, wherever your podcast, you can find it. It's Your Hidden Power Show, and you can find the podcast actually there online, yourhiddenpowershow.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're just talking about the Kennedy situation here and the connections, the families, the Cuomo and Kennedy families, but the bottom line is we haven't really talked about this. This 8-year-old youngster named Gideon McKean and his mother, who is the, what is she, the granddaughter of Robert Kennedy?
Granddaughter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Her mother used to be the lieutenant governor in Maryland.
Right, yeah. And she's a producer, I believe, produced a lot of movies and stuff. Wasn't that Kathleen Kennedy Townsend? She was a former lieutenant governor of Maryland. Anyway, and
I remember how Victoria just said that.
Right, yeah. No, I'm sort of looking at the CV of all these Kennedys, a list here of what all the Kennedys have done.
It's just sad. They were canoeing or kayaking in the Chesapeake Bay, and then obviously whatever they were in overturned and they both drowned, which, I don't know. There's just something about the Kennedy family.
I would say out of any vessel, if I were, like, any mode of transportation, I would stay away from.
I know. It's sad anytime something like that happens, especially with, such a young kid. But something about that family, there's some kind of
The mother was quite athletic, I think. She
which is why I don't really know what happened.
Well, it's such a typical Kennedy move, just hop in a canoe and charge into the Chesapeake Bay where the currents are really, really strong. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, too bad. Moment of silence for that. And others who have passed, I guess, recently. 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have not had the opportunity to watch the sort of a semi-autobiographical video of Springsteen called Western Stars, I saw it in the theater last winter. I thought it was fabulous, frankly. I've always been kind of a fan of Springsteen. Not everything he does, but I do like his American approach to things. And he paid tribute to another American legend. We talked about the passing of John Prine yesterday, dying at the age of 73 because of COVID-19. Springsteen said, quote, "John Prine was a sweet, lovely man. I was proud to count him as my friend." He wrote music of towering compassion with an almost unheard of precision and creativity when it came to observing the fine details of ordinary lives. He was a writer of great humor with wry sensitivity, which marked him as a complete original. His death just makes me angry. He was simply one of the best we had. We'll miss him. And then he played his classic Angel from Montgomery, which is what we're listening to right here. I'm going to crack it up a little bit. This living is just the hard way to go. Springsteen honored Prine on the Tuesday evening, writing, quote, "Over here on East Street, we are crushed by the loss of Mr. Prine. John and I were new Dillons together in the early 70s, and he was never anything but the loveliest guy in the world, a true national treasure and a songwriter for the ages. We send love and prayers to his family." Going back to 88, Prine and Springsteen shared the stage to perform Prine's song Paradise. That's what this is. Well, a lot of people didn't know this was him. Or this. There's a lot of penetrating songs, man, this guy's been responsible for. Springsteen later contributed backing vocals on Take a Look at My Heart, from the 91 album, The Missing Years. This sounds like Springsteen, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think he's also playing the backing guitar on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at my heart. So, yet another person paying tribute to John Prine. Pretty appropriate. 26 after the hour, here on the DJV Show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and I, here with now the Grateful Dead. We're going to stream a weekly concert series on their YouTube channel. It's called Shakedown Stream. The series premieres on Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Band kick off with Truckin' Up to Buffalo. full screening of their 4th of July show from the 4th in 1989 at Rich Stadium, New York's Rich Stadium. 21 song set includes covers of Dylan's Pay My Masterpiece and All Along the Watchtower, as well as classics like Bertha and Morning Dew. They also performed I Will Take You Home toward the end of the set, a track from their final record, Built to Last, which was released a few months after that show. Viewers can click on a donate button, which contributes to the Music Cares COVID Relief Fund, which we've talked about every day for quite a while. This is for a lot of music people that are behind the scenes that don't make the kind of dough that the performers make. The tribute here is for, I suppose there are a lot of still a lot of deadheads that are around, certainly in New York.
Yeah.
To all the deadheads in New York State and beyond, this one's for you. After posting your shows with the Wolf Brothers due to the coronavirus situation, Bob Weir dropped a quarantine. Gymming playlist? What is that? Gymming playlist you built up?
I think a playlist to listen to while you're at the gym
In
quarantine. Yeah.
Oh, a gymming playlist. Yes. Right, got it. Yes, thank you. As of right now, Dead & Company is still scheduled for their summer tour. Let's hope that happens. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And hopefully we're going to be opening up, if you could, opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P 500 gaining 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930 and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At the hour, continuing with information, good thoughts, helpful hints here and there. No downtime for us on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, contributing to hopefully adding value to your life with information, some of it helpful, some of it just like the knowledge that Linda Tripp died. Anybody doesn't remember who Linda Tripp is? I suppose there are people that don't know her story, right? Wouldn't you think, ladies?
Well, if you're younger, probably a few, or maybe you've forgotten. Yeah. But her name was pretty famous for a while.
She was one of the most horrible human beings to ever grace the planet, far as I was concerned. She turned coat on Monica Lewinsky, created that whole fiasco for her own benefit. Horrible. You could look at her. And, I mean, that's kind of...
She still has a daughter who is grieving her, so I don't know. Is she winning awards? No, but I don't know. There's still a family that loves her. So.
Well, there's always going to be somebody who loves you. Somebody loved Hitler. Eva Braun loved Hitler. Somebody loved Saddam Hussein. I can't remember who it was at the moment, but I guess his sons did, probably. She was from... Anyway, so let's keep going. It just is a note of passing... that is just worth that. It doesn't. There's maybe no value added to that at all. And so we're not to give it any more notice than I should do that. Probably a good thing, Jennifer. Let's keep moving. Here's a tribute to the truckers of America. This is something, it's kind of like the farmers with me anyway. The truckers are, I'm not a trucker, but I put them in the same league as American family farmers, these guys that own their own rigs. I was reading the story of a fellow who has three trucks, and he couldn't believe when it first started. He's been on the road for years. He's owned his own three trucks for 15 years. I think his sons work for him. He and his two or three sons are in the business with him, and they drive. If you don't know how this works, the independent truckers own the truck, the cab, if you will. They call it the tractor in the business. And the boxes behind them belong to shippers. Unless you work for a big company like Swift, you know, some of the big national companies, J.B. Hunt, those are all units, they're units together. But most of the independent truckers that you see on the highways, they own their own truck, they make their own payments, pay their own fuel bills, and they are paid so much a mile to haul a box from one place to another. And it could be filled with who knows what. But this guy, Josh Richards, he and his family run this trucking company out of the New Orleans area, as a matter of fact. He said he's never seen anything like what he's witnessed so far during the coronavirus thing. He described how panic buying of items like toilet paper, from his perspective, customers wiping out the shelves, and because, excuse me, they work with brokers. There are shipping brokers who put together a load, and then they call and look for a trucker who's got a tractor to hook onto the trailer to bring it to its destination. And you see a lot of these, especially big warehouses, excuse me, like the Walmart warehouses you see scattered across the country in different locations that they use as a place to bring all of the products in, and then they distribute it to the stores in the area from their warehouses. So anyway, he said, I was getting calls day and night. Accounts spiked to threefold what they normally were, and we were always busy. He said thousands and thousands of loads were created from seemingly nothing. Can you cover this load? Can you cover that load? Can you make it back in time to get this other load? And he said it was like out of nowhere. And the chaos that gripped, he said, when I stop at a truck stop and talk to the other drivers, it was pretty amazing. And so these guys, by the way, have made it through. I think I talked about when I was driving back from California how many trucks there were on the road. No cars, but all these trucks. And it turns out that they were full of the things that supermarkets were running out of, or some of the big box stores. He said he was getting bribed. He said he'd be at a truck stop, and somebody would come in, a broker. Well, a lot of times the brokers work out of the truck stops to find truckers that can pick up a load here and move it to wherever. And so he was getting pieces of paper from brokers in the truck stop say, I'll give you three times what the other guy will give you to get this box to whatever the location was. It's like a free-for-all out there. So the truckers aren't sleeping. I guess that's part of the bottom line here. The truckers are going, and there are regulations. The rules are from the Interstate Commerce Commission. You're not supposed to drive, I think it's 10 hours in a row and need 8 hours off or something like that. They've thrown that stuff out the window. They just are driving. And he says he does a lot of people. He said, I know a lot of people whose businesses have fallen off a cliff. Mine hasn't. No job loss here. Drivers who a lot of truck companies are hiring drivers, leasing their rights to them so that they can haul this stuff across the country. But it's really quite an interesting scenario for those who don't understand how the trucking business works. That was a good story. Did everybody else think it was a good story, or was it just me thought that was a good story?
Happy to know somebody's doing well.
Yep.
I like
That's
those
right.
stories.
All right, so here's the latest. For those of you who like to dump on the Chinese, you'll be happy to hear that there's a consortium of small businesses in America that have suffered greatly because of the coronavirus. And so there's a class action lawsuit that's been introduced suing the Chinese government for trillions of dollars. Most of these businesses at the moment are in California, but you can be sure that there'll be plenty of other businesses that'll sign on to this now that they know or are finding out that the businesses have gotten together against the lawsuit was filed against the People's Republic of China, the city of Wuhan, and the Chinese Health Commission. If you look at the documentation, group claims that the Chinese government knew in mid-November they were dealing with a new and potentially deadly virus, but kept quiet about it and tried to cover it up. The lawsuit, which the coalition is aiming to make a class action suit inviting a lot of businesses across the country to join, alleges that it's possible a bioweapons lab near Wuhan could be responsible for the infected bat that ended up in the wet market starting the pandemic. The suit claims since China was well aware of the simmering pandemic way earlier than February, it had the responsibility to give a heads up to the World Health Organization and neighboring nations, but it didn't do that. As a result, this group of businesses says China has cost entrepreneurs dearly, and boy, they sure have. The group is asking for $8 trillion in damages. They say small businesses have already suffered this and more. So I'm hoping this thing does. I wouldn't mind signing on to this myself.
I think everyone can. If you're a small business that's been affected by this, then, yeah, they're really looking for, I've seen this popping up now on social media, they're really looking for anybody who has, you know, who's been affected to sign on to this.
So where have you seen this? Let's send people to that place. I'll go there myself.
I don't know the exact link. I've just been seeing people mentioning it on social media.
We just Google $8 trillion suit against China.
TMZ's the one that I see reporting on it right now, which is kind of interesting. Yeah,
that is kind of interesting. TMZ is spreading their wings.
Well, TMZ has somebody who I think it just constantly monitors any type of legal documentation that gets filed. They're normally looking for lawsuits and divorces, but in this case, I guess the
I'll look it up. Jennifer, you and I can both sign on to this. I'll find it, or if you find it first, send it to me. I'm certainly happy to plug this, and I'll spread the word as much as I can.
It can't hurt. All you're going to you know, you can get a settlement. You can get a chunk of the settlement, so why not?
Exactly. The question has come up. Somebody sent me a note asking me about what I said earlier on about the dairy products that are needed in China, and we can't get them there because there's no real air transport, tanker transport going back and forth. One of the reasons, though, this is a good question. Why do they need it? Is it that their milk products are no good? Well, the real reason is that the reason the Chinese imports large quantities of infant formula, for example, their consumers have no confidence in the safety of their domestic product. I find this fascinating. The Chinese people are now becoming a little stronger, if you will, last year or two. And the Chinese government has started importing a lot of milk powder from Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. And so the need for dairy products there, they can ship, well, they can't ship fluid milk, but they can ship, apparently, this formula. They put it on ships that are going back and forth. I guess how it gets there is not important, but it's what I found most interesting is the reports the Chinese people have no faith in the food that's grown in their country. They don't like the food that's grown because they know it's crap. So they now demand dairy from these other, like New Zealand and America, and they want foodstuffs as well, like regular vegetables, that sort of thing. So I find that to be very interesting. That'll help maybe push the price of milk back up to where farmers can actually exist that are making milk. But right now, in case you didn't hear me, lots and lots of milk being dumped into fields because there's no market for it. Because the schools are closed and the restaurants are closed and the places that produce cheese, that kind of stuff, everything's closed. So that's the reasoning behind it. And I think that it certainly makes sense. And it gives us a nice feeling about the stuff that's produced here. And it's not that we want to, you know, I'm not interested in ganging on, having a gangbang on China, because I don't think anybody wins. But I think it's time that they be held completely responsible for this, because they are completely responsible for it. Period. End of story. I am extolling the value and virtue for a lot of people to get some relief from the strains, the stresses of what's going on in America. So I give you another episode of Your Hidden Power. This is Your Hidden Power number 136. It's a weekly program that I do that's all about metaphysical stuff, but it's about personal feelings and freedoms. And the 136 episode is a focus on financial astrology and how you can use astrology for good stock picks. It's pretty fascinating how this stuff works. It really is. Get it at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get podcast stuff, whether it's iHeart or iTunes, wherever you go, you can find Your Hidden Power Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a
business. And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't
work. Over and
over. But Fred is about to see a
vision. I'm seeing a
vision. Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
For Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen with a lot of updating here. A lot of people still have questions about the virus, but then there are other people who have questions about your specialty, Ken. And the reason I'm not soft-pedaling the virus questions, but I think there's so much information, it needs to be absorbed. And actually, when you look from the optimistic point of view, for people who may be just joining us, there are many indices that indicate not only the kind of drugs that are being used, but what we can do with blood plasma that will take care of this thing as it moves forward. So, you're a cardiologist. Here's a question on hot baths. If you take hot baths with regularity, what does it do for your risk of heart disease?
Well, it seems to lower your risk of having a stroke. You lower your risk of having heart disease. That's heart attacks. This was published in the medical journal Heart during March. And what it probably does is it helps relax you. And stress reduction helps everything. It helps lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. It lowers the blood pressure. It improves the immune system. And mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking when it comes to heart attacks and strokes. And this has been proved by good medical studies.
All right. The people that use those counters, what do you call it on your arm, on your wristwatch? You can do step counting.
Exactly.
So what is all of that? That information, more people getting that information. So what's that doing for the risk of heart disease?
Well, there was a recent publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association that showed that as you increase your step count, you can reduce the risk of death from heart disease and also cancer. So this is just in moving. And the nice thing about lowering your risk and improving your health with fitness is it's train, don't strain. You don't have to practice no pain, no gain. It's amazing how little you actually have to do. It's the fact of just doing it, movement. And if you haven't been in an exercise program in a long time, talk to the doctor before doing it. I can't afford to lose a single listener. But just get moving, and this movement lowers the risk of heart disease and cancer. And this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Try and get those 10,000 steps in every day.
I'm a lady who's pregnant. I have a microwave oven. If I use it, am I putting my baby at risk?
There was a publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open that ADHD risk increased in women when they were pregnant who were exposed to microwave radiation.
Does that mean microwave stoves, or what does that mean?
All of the above. All of the above.
I mean, phones, this now 5G thing looks like it may have direct impact on our health. People want to talk about it, but that looks like what's going on.
Hopefully your microwave oven is well protected, but this study was really more with the phones. So if you're pregnant, you know, just keep the phone, use the speaker, use it as little as you need to, just don't overdo it while you're pregnant.
I'm trying to get these questions answered. It seems to me, this is an observation from somebody, that drug prices are going up. And it looks to me like there's a study that suggests they're going up way faster than certainly inflation is going up, Ken.
Yes, drug prices, unfortunately, are going up, and this is why we just need more competition. We need to expose the generics, which are very good, and these prices do need to be reviewed and make sure they're appropriate. But the way to deal with this is through good competition, allowing the system to get competition in there. We need the drug companies to be profitable, so they are encouraged, inspired to look for new products. But again, we can't gouge the public.
We need to get the drugs manufactured back here in our country.
Absolutely.
We need to get that.
Absolutely. And that may increase the price somewhat, but that's a whole other issue.
Not if they relax the standards that they took away from Puerto Rico and
have them all made
in Puerto Rico.
We need to have tax incentives to get manufacturing back here. That'll help keep the price down. And unfortunately, those tax incentives in Puerto Rico were taken away. We need to get them back, and we need to have our drugs manufactured in America.
Not a lot of foresight, and this is not necessarily a political statement, but there, you know, a lot of people, we're all human, we make mistakes in judgment. Taking away the tax incentives for Puerto Rico is what caused it to get into the hole that it's in now in pretty much every way, and also deprived us of a way for us to supervise how the drugs are actually made. And that's what happened, because Puerto Rico is a protectorate of the United States, and so, you know, went into the can because of what was done politically. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.